Are you triggered by your child's behaviors? Do you spend your time, energy, and resources trying to control your child's triggers and emotions while paying little to no attention to your own? If the answer to either of these questions is yes, then you are in the right place. Welcome to Be the Solid Object, the only podcast specifically designed to help mothers raising kids with autism keep their cool while their child is melting down. I'm your host, Lisa Candera. I am a single mom raising a teen with autism, and I am on a mission to teach moms like you that you have more power than you think. Autism is a part of your life, but it does not get to control it. You do. And it all starts with learning how to be prepared, present, and compassionate during a meltdown, and learning how to manage your own mind and regulate your own emotions while your child is escalated. This is what it means to be the solid object. Let's get started. Welcome to the final episode of season one. What comes next? So the question is, now what? You know what it means to be the solid object. You've learned that your thoughts create your feelings. You've learned that how you think and how you feel fuels your actions. And you may have even done some of the exercises along the way and discovered some of the thoughts that get triggered by your child's diagnosis, their behaviors, or the other circumstances in your life. I created this podcast to tell you that you have more power than you think. And insight is a great first step. Knowing that your thoughts create your feelings, understanding that a child in distress is looking to attach themselves to a solid object and will attempt to provoke an emotional response, understanding the importance of regulating your own fight-flight response. All of this, it's great insight, but it doesn't create transformation. Just as listening to a podcast about running may provide you with great insights and techniques, it's pretty useless unless you incorporate what you are learning into your day-to-day training. This was one of my biggest frustrations when I first started to do this work. I was passively listening to podcasts and I was starting to, find some of the thoughts that were creating my reactions. And so I was having a lot of insight. I had insight into what was happening, but I found myself unable to stop repeating patterns that I didn't like. And it was really frustrating because it was like watching two trains coming towards one another in slow motion, but still being unable to stop. I could see it and I could even understand the what and why behind it, but I was unable to jam on the brakes. For instance, I had insight as to why I reacted to my son shouting, but that did not stop me from yelling at him to stop yelling. Also, I knew that I felt defensive whenever my ex asked me about my son's treatments, because I was afraid that I was not doing enough. This was great insight, but it did not stop me from jumping down my ex-husband's throat or shutting him down when he began to question me. Understanding my reactions was helpful, but understanding them alone did not create change. If you are liking what you are hearing and are all in on being the solid object, I want you to go to my website, www.bethesolidobject.com, and schedule a consultation call. During that call, we will talk about where you are, where you want to be, and how we can work together to get you there. Insight does not create change. Application does. And not just application once, consistent application. Repatterning default thoughts, rewiring neural pathways, requires consistent application. This is a concept that we're all very familiar with through our efforts to obtain therapies for our children. We don't have our kids practice a skill once or twice and expect them to incorporate it permanently. I mean, we would love it if it happens that way, but it doesn't. And the same goes for us. We can't identify our thoughts and practice a new one once or twice and then expect it to take hold. It just doesn't work that way. Sustainable change, real transformation, comes from consistently being the watchers of our minds, investigating thoughts, investigating what they are creating for you, working on creating ones that support you, consistently opening yourself up to what are you not accepting and how is resistance creating suffering for you. Consistently deciding how you want to think and feel about the circumstances in your life, your child's diagnosis, their behaviors, other people's reactions, your own grief. Consistently taking the time to take a breath, to complete the stress response cycle, and to engage in self-care and self-compassion. Consistency is key. Can you do this DIY? Absolutely. And you will see results. You might have seen results already just from some of the suggestions that I've given you to this point. And that's great. I will say, speaking from my own experience and the experience of my other clients, DIY will only take you so far. This is because no matter how objective we try to be, we live inside our own heads. The ability to be truly objective is limited, and we are invested in holding on tight to the stories, and sometimes we can't see them or get out of our own way. This is where a coach comes in, someone to hold the space for all of the messiness while standing for the things that you want for yourself that you don't believe are possible. So now what? What is next for you? Are you ready to go all in on yourself? Are you ready to be the solid object? And ask yourself, what is the cost of staying the same? What will it cost you in time, resources, energy, confidence, and the ability to be present and find joy in the moment? What will it cost you today, tomorrow, and 5 years from now? If you are ready to go all in on yourself and all in on being the solid object, I've got you. As I have in all the prior episodes, I am inviting you to schedule a free consultation by going to my website. I'd love to be your coach and support you in stepping into your power. Thank you so much for listening to this season, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Thank you for listening and taking the time to put yourself first. Please join me in my mission of showing mothers raising kids with autism that they have more power than they think by sharing this podcast with an autism mom who needs to hear this. If you are interested in working with me one-on-one, head over to my website, www.bethesolidobject.com, and book a consultation call. You can also follow me on Instagram at the Autism Mom Coach. Finally, if you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you.